So, where the fuck have you been?
I've been out and about. Really don't want to talk about
For what, like 2 months?
it. It's something I really don't want to talk about. We really want to start off like this.
Yeah, I think you owe people an explanation about why we haven't done an episode.
Something I probably can't put on here. Let's just get going.
Okay. Well, we're back after a very long holiday break, as you guys can tell. Ben has been gone for 2 months. Just
Yeah.
gone. Yeah.
I mean, I'm really sorry. Just a lot of stuff going on.
Well, I guess we'll start off with bulletins for Tallulah Falls. The mountain pass will remain closed for the winter. Anyone found near the pass will be ticketed. Pretty sure my uncle said they're like $1,000 tickets. Maybe don't go
Jesus,
up there.
really?
Yeah, well,
Yeah.
I mean, we'll talk about it later, but there's an incident. So they're ramping up the ticket prices to deter people more.
I mean, if there's an incident, well, like, what kind of incident? Like, somebody have a wreck out that way, or what?
There's a missing persons report.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, they did find, they think was the person's car. They found a car. I don't know. Valentine's Day dance at the senior center will not be allowing any members of the Chess Creek Family Church to attend.
That's funny. That's pretty funny.
I mean, from what I understand, they've been going insane.
Well, you kind of have to be to do any of that, but
Yeah.
I needed a good laugh right there.
Well, there's a couple other incidents with them too, that we will discuss. The Satanic Book Club will be meeting again now that Ben is fucking back. And we're gonna be reading Becoming Dangerous in February.
Who's that by?
I don't have the book in front of me. It's
Oh,
two authors, but it's a collection of essays by witches who are not just like basic white girls.
yeah.
It's really good. Alleyway Apothecary and Magical Emporium will be hosting self-love workshops throughout February, which is cute.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how they would word that so it doesn't sound something like weird shit going on, but if they're down with that, cool.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
What
It's
else is that
probably
gonna
like
do? Sure.
empowerment.
Listen, I mean, people can make dates with their right hand and it's empowering now. Good for them.
I guess we know what you've been doing for a couple months, don't we?
Believe me, I wish.
I'm gonna skip over that.
Ah!
Valentine's Day bouquets are available for pre-order through the High Church Mountain Farmers Co-op.
Seriously, what the fuck? Everyone's celebrating Valentine's Day. Like, how far away are we from that? Like a month.
Less than a month. People need to plan.
Who cares?
Thanks,
It's a
people.
big Hallmark holiday. It's bullshit.
Well, I mean, you could celebrate the Satanic Temple holiday the next day instead.
It's probably what I'll end up doing.
Let's see. Dusty's will have a special Valentine's dinner menu.
Fuck's sake.
Guests will have chicken, steak, or catfish options. Okay. And matching
Ah, I see
cocktails
what it
from
is. Is that
Ford.
fair enough?
Make your reservations today. So I guess they're expecting to fill up in the bar.
For catfish?
And steak or chicken.
Mostly catfish.
Oh, can you eat the catfish around here?
I wouldn't advise it.
Oh, God.
God only
knows. We're gonna have to call him. That's gonna go so wrong.
But I like to play on words there.
Somehow I feel like Ford came up with that and not Charlie, but we'll see.
No, Charlie couldn't think of something like that.
The community day at the library will be February 9th. From noon to 6 p.m. Please contact Pat the librarian if you'd like to set up a table by February 1st.
I hadn't talked to Pat. Apparently they got something for me. I don't know.
Yeah, they found a couple things that we'd asked them to look into. It's Pat and Nin, the assistant librarian.
Yeah.
Found some stuff in the town record.
Said it was old. Yeah, I said it was really old.
Yeah, Rhett mentioned something about it. I don't really know if you've talked to him, but you might need to.
You sure about that?
Well,
I don't think that's a good idea.
Well, he's having some problems. I'll just go with that. Because our townie call out of the week is Rhett Shelby. This is from Ford. And all it says is he knows why. So, apparently, Rhett knows why he is the townie call out of the week. But I don't know.
I don't know either.
So you don't fucking know either.
Doesn't sound very good. Something really funny's happened or something. Like, hey, you saved my ass. Here you go.
To Rhett or to...
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. He wouldn't tell me. He just said he knows why and, like, stomped away. It's a little angry. A little angry stomp. I don't know.
like a toddler?
Kind of.
Oh, jeez. Seeing a grown-ass man stomp around like a toddler.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Rhett was saying he saw you in the woods.
He saw me. He could have talked to me.
But I don't think he was in a state for talking. Might have growled at you. I don't know.
Yeah, probably wasn't a good idea to come talk to me out in the woods anyway.
Were you in the woods for 2 months? Because, you might need to take another shower or something if that is the case. We don't need all this woods gunk traipsing around Dad's house.
Yeah, next time I come over, it'll probably be a good idea.
Well, I guess that's all we've got.
We got the gossip column, don't we?
Do we? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to say, don't scare me like that. I want to see what stupid shit Louise is wanting to do.
Well, that's all we've got for events-wise. Because we did the townie call-out. But we have some stuff from my uncle, which is not going well. You're not going to be very pleased, I don't think.
No, don't think I'm going to be anyway.
So he left Uncle Will a note for me, which is... That just tells you how things are still going. Daily patrols. This is from the desk of Sheriff
Gerald. Oh, here we go.
Official daily. Yeah. Is like. Okay, there we go. Daily patrols of all town parks and trail entrances will be occurring after 5 p.m.
Okay.
So? Vandalism of town statues is thought to be connected to the Chess Creek Family Church. As such, these events are under investigation. So I guess they're the ones spray painting shit all over.
I mean, does it altogether surprise you?
Louisa is an 80-year-old woman. What the fuck is she doing with spray paint?
I mean, you just go to a hardware store. It's like $3.
She's got a freaking cane. Like, she's not running away.
It doesn't take two hands to spray paint on shit.
I don't know why they can't catch her then, though.
Hey, you know, she keeps blaming me for shit. Let me go on record here and blame her for shit for once. It's her fault.
Well, the events are under investigation.
Well, anyone, there's an easy arrest and a commission. You're welcome.
Anyone with any information is encouraged to come forward. The red lights, which I guess we now call Derry's red lights. I don't know. The red lights have continued in the woods, so please stay away after dark.
Yeah, probably just don't go outside.
Don't go outside ever?
Just don't go outside when the red lights are on.
But how would people know if they're...
You can look out the window, can't you?
I think they're only in the woods. That's the only place people have seen them.
Well, if you live close to the woods, don't go outside.
Hmm. Okay. We'll see how well that lasts.
Some dumbass will do it.
So we also have a missing persons report. The problem is, no one has ever heard of this person before.
So why is there a missing persons report?
No one knows who filed it. I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying this on the podcast, but that's what my uncle said, was that this missing persons report just showed up in the casework for the week, and there's no contact information for who filed it.
And there's no date. Really fishy.
Right? And he's not sure what's up with it, but he wanted it out there. It's a person, let's see, named H.W. Royce. Have you ever heard of? I know there are Royces around here. Like, that's a pretty common name, but I don't think I know any of them with an H first name.
I don't, not to my recollection, no.
All right, well, he's around 6'2 and 190, so I guess he's like a scrawny little thing.
Lanky.
Apparently, it said they're a bit of a wise ass. Dresses like an old Western cowboy, apparently.
Where was he last seen?
One of the trails going towards the woods, which is why they're doing patrols, because apparently it's common if this guy was like abducted or something.
Is this the guy that's been around town all the time? Like people say he's just like in and out, vanishing like?
I've not heard anything. I haven't heard of anybody in a fucking cowboy outfit. You'd look kind of dumb in West Virginia. I saw him. Did you?
I think I did. I'm not sure.
Well, you better call my uncle.
You said like trail leading up into the woods, right?
Yeah, he didn't say which one. He just said one of the trails. I guess because they don't want to reveal too much in case somebody with extra knowledge came forward.
Right.
But, I mean...
I'll talk to you about this a little bit after this. Yeah, I just want to make sure, you know, we're good.
Okay. Yeah, so if anyone has seen a cowboy in West Virginia, I guess call my uncle. I don't know. So yeah, I guess we don't have much else. Event planning and shit that I have to do in Louisville has significantly lessened after the holidays, so we'll be back with some more regular information.
Yeah. Sorry we took like 2 months off. It's just really difficult here lately.
Yeah. So I guess we will
remember everybody to follow the Emerald Star.
Yeah, and we'll talk to you all later. Derry Feltz needs a babysitter.
Of course he does. See y'all.
Alright, well, are you gonna actually tell me where the fuck you've been?
I've been out in the woods. And have you ever met someone who knew all about you and you didn't know who they were?
Yes.
Like,
but not in the way that I think you're thinking.
Like, You know those dreams I texted you about, right?
Yeah.
He knew all about them.
Who did?
This feller, whatever his name is.
The missing guy?
I guess so. I don't know.
Well, was that his name? Did he tell you his name?
He did. I just don't really believe him.
Why?
How? I mean, how does he know? Someone's had to tell him.
His name?
No, like, how he knows everything.
Oh.
He told me about stuff that happened forever ago. And, like, I don't remember any of it. But the level of detail was so scary.
But if you don't remember it, then isn't it more likely it's like one of those planted memory things?
I just don't know. And I've never been quite this scared.
Well, where did he go? Did you see him?
I don't know where he went. But you remember how I said stay away from the Phantom Riders?
Yeah.
He's got to be one.
You think he's one of
the
bikers?
Yeah. He's got to be. That's the only thing that can explain all this.
Biker. What do the bikers know about you?
Maybe they're not all bikers.
Well, then what the fuck are they?
Don't know. But they know me, apparently. Say this for your safety. Stay away from them. All right. Okay. I gotta get off here. I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
See you.